And then I come to maybe an important don't of online training, and that's don't lose energy for the trainer. For me, I'm a big believer that the trainer's behavior, body language, voice, etc., contribute to the overall learning process in a participative training course. But of course, in an online training course, some of this is just not available to the trainer as a method of communication. For example, body language, where the participants may only see maybe my face and the top half of my body, but I'm not able to walk around the room. I'm not able to physically interact with the participants. So I find it's really important to try and gear up or put extra effort on the trainer's available communication skills, behavior, voice, and expressions. The result of this, I've definitely found, is this is a surprisingly tiring experience for the trainer. Even if the trainer is not actually walking around the room, but sitting behind the computer, placing more emphasis on these available communication skills and behaviors is quite exhausting. So I find even at the end of one training day, I'm sometimes more exhausted after the online training course as compared to previously with a face-to-face training course. But the main point here, I think, is don't lose energy, because it really contributes to the learning process. And I think it helps to motivate the participants as well.